The narrative about deportation often ends once someone who's undocumented is detained and deported. But there are also those without papers called returnees who, while not deported, decide to return to their country of origin. Our reporter Natalie Van Hooser has the story of a young man who left Las Vegas to follow his deported father to Mexico.
24-year-old Victor Hugo Manuel Alcantara, who goes by Victor, and his 50-year-old father, Victor Hugo Manuel Nieto, known as Hugo, are crowded around a laptop, talking to me on Skype from Mexico while I'm in the KUNR newsroom.
I always knew, you know, deep down that I was Mexican, but just the fact that I was actually finally going to the motherland, as some people would say, was just weird.
That was Victor, the son. He's been in Mexico for the last 5 years, after deciding to leave Las Vegas where he grew up and lived undocumented for 15 years. Victor and his family live about 80 miles outside of Mexico City, in the town of San Francisco Cheje, which has a population of about 3,000 people. It's a drastic change for Victor, given that his high school in Las Vegas had about 2,500 students.
You see a lot of people still ride horses. They tell you that there are still some areas that don't have access to the internet. You meet people that have never even been on the internet. And I just think it sort of felt like going back in time.
So why would Victor choose to return to a country he doesn't remember? Victor says it goes back to April 12th, 2012.
I was getting into my car, getting ready to go to school, and my dad was getting into his truck, getting ready to go to work. And I saw that two gentlemen approached him from behind, and they pushed him towards his vehicle.
The men in plain clothes pulled out their badges to prove they were from ICE and handed Victor his father's keys, wallet, and a card with his father's case number. They told Victor he could call a lawyer. Then they left with Hugo. Victor immediately called his mother, and the two started to make plans. Meanwhile, inside the detention center in Henderson, Hugo says conditions were rough.
What happens is that when you're inside, there are people who have already been there more time than you. These people who have been there longer abuse the newcomers.
Hugo remembers that detainees were given little time to bathe or eat, and food was unsanitary. But this arrangement didn't last for long. Just after 6 days, he was taken on a series of truck and plane rides and released at the Mexico border when darkness fell. Many people are in detention for months. Victor says that his father was released so quickly because the family advocated for Hugo's deportation instead of appealing the case. 2 months later, right after Victor's high school graduation, he and his mother, Yolanda, flew from Las Vegas to join Hugo permanently in Mexico.
Even though I really didn't know much about Mexico, I figured that I love my parents. I always felt safe when I'm with them. So the choice was made and we decided to come back as a family.
Once Victor and his mom touched down at the Mexico City airport, he said he was faced with culture shock. Other returnees like Maggie Loredo can relate.
Emotionally, it was very hard.
Maggie returned to Mexico 10 years ago from Georgia and is the co-founder of Otros Dreams en Acción, or ODA, a nonprofit that supports returnees and deportees, helping them connect with each other and adjust to their new lives.
The language was a huge barrier, or even understanding the Mexican jokes. They seemed like small things, but in reality made me put a wall because I didn't feel like I could really be part of a conversation with people.
And Victor's dad, Hugo, who's lived the last 5 years in Mexico and even owns his own restaurant, is not truly settled.
The truth is that, even now, I still haven't adapted. I miss my life in Vegas, because the reality is that, here in Mexico, wages are very low. I still dream sometimes of working in Vegas, but I can't do anything about it because I'm already here in Mexico. So how do I go back?
It's a reality that it's not going to be all pink and rosy when people come back to Mexico, and I think we need to be honest about that.
Maggie says that often, due to their native speaker abilities in English, deportees and returnees find jobs working in call centers, answering technical calls from the United States. But these jobs don't allow for professional advancement. Victor was able to attend college in Mexico and now teaches full-time. He's also been traveling.
Even though I've been to all these places, I've seen the Eiffel Tower, the Great Wall of China, I've been to Tokyo. At the end of the day, it would be really nice to get a chance to visit a city that I call home, a city that I call my own.
For 5 years, Victor was not granted a visa to go back to the United States. But a few months ago, he received some news and left me a voice message.
Hey, I just feel like telling you that I have my visa. I'm going to be able to go home and visit all my friends, and I'm just so excited.
For the next 10 years, this visa will let Victor travel to the U.S. He used it for the first time to speak at a conference in San Francisco on his experience as someone who has lived undocumented and returned to Mexico. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Natalie Van Hooser with Noticiero Móvil.
Noticiero Móvil is a Spanish-English multimedia news outlet for Northern Nevada, run by the Reynolds School of Journalism.